Do you know what it means to accept my collar, pet? I know you know what it means to play as my submissive, but I want to know if you understand what will happen if you desire to take this to the next level. You see, if you accept this gift I offer you, your life will change in ways you never could have dreamed. This collar carries a certain set of expectations alongside it. When I place it around your neck, you are no longer my partner, not even my slutty little submissive. Instead, you are my pet, and as a result, you will serve me completely. If I tell you to deal with the regular housework and chores, even those which I normally handle, you will do so. And if I tell you to massage my feet while we're watching a movie or show, you will do so. If I tell you that I want to use my strap to fuck your ass, or that I'm too tired for one of our games on a given night, you will comply. And if we're walking in the park, and I decide that I need you to drop to your knees and bring me to orgasm using only your tongue, you will do so. What you will not do is talk back or ask questions. When you are wearing this collar, it is a symbol of your ultimate submission to me, your willingness to place yourself completely in my trust. That is why I won't ask you. I will simply tell you. What I command you to do may not be easy. If anything, it will often be difficult. It may be painful, and you may be reluctant to do it, but in the sign of trust that the collar signifies is also an understanding. An understanding that even when you are my submissive slut, I love you. And every action I put you through, no matter how degrading or uncomfortable it may be for you, it's one that I know you can handle, that I believe you can endure, and that on the other end of it all is a reward that you need. Of course, the reward may not be what you expect or what you think you want. As devoted as you are, submissives like you do tend to be quite selfish in their attitude as to what constitutes a reward. If you decided what you want, you'd be rewarded with fucking my ass after enduring a light spanking. Isn't that right, pet? You'd be coming yourself dry after following a simple command. It would just be you, 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 all focused on the pleasure you think you need. But we both know you'd be wrong. I know what you really need. I have no doubt that you will think some of my rewards cruel. Perhaps you may even claim they are worse than the tasks that you endured to receive them. After all, a ruined orgasm or a week in a chastity cage may not be what you would consider a reward. But I think we both know that deep down, the humiliation or degradation that I will give you is what you really want. More than anything else, you want to be used and abused, broken down till you are nothing more than an object, a piece of meat to be filled with my desires and given utility however I choose. Now, I don't know why you feel this way, much in the same way I don't know what has imbued me with my sadistic streak that you love so much. But it doesn't matter to me, and I suspect it doesn't matter to you either. What matters is this bond we share, that we've created around our mutual perversions. Our desires are perfectly complementary, and that, more than anything, is what this collar symbolizes. In submission, you are made whole. and in taking you as my pet, I am completed. But a bond like this, well, it's too strong to keep a secret, isn't it? I know you understand that this collar is not to be removed without my permission. When I want you to wear it in public to symbolize that bond, you will do so. But in addition to this, I prepared a little celebration to highlight this next step on your journey to those who've been following it. So, if you do decide to accept my collar, I will give it to you tomorrow night. But we won't be alone. Of course, you won't know who's there. See, before I bring you into the dungeon, I'll prepare you in the bedroom. I'll command you to kneel on the floor, hands behind your back, and you'll do so because you want to make me happy, right, pet? Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to take those hands and cuff them together. And after I've taken your movement there, I'll cup my hand under your chin and lean in close to you, whispering in that soft, sultry voice that I know gets you so hard. And I'll ask a simple question. Do you trust me? And you'll respond as you always do. Yes, mistress, implicitly. Then, without another word, I'll slip a blindfold over your eyes, taking your sight, before slipping a gag into your lips and sealing your pretty voice as well. And finally, I'll attach a leash to your chastity cage so I can lead you while you're in this vulnerable state. Normally, I'd attach it to your collar, but you won't have that yet, will you? And I do so like to hear your moans when I tug on your cock to pull you along. With everything ready, we'll head down to the basement, where all my invited friends have gathered. You won't know who they are, of course. They could be the men or women that you work with, the friends we have regular dinner dates with, or some of your old schoolmates, maybe. Perhaps you'll recognize some of their voices. But not knowing for certain who's there to witness the ordeal, well, that will just make you strain against that cage a little bit more, won't it? And then I'll lead you into the center of the room and command you to assume the position. And you'll drop onto your hands and knees, head touching the ground before me. And you'll stay like that as I recount our relationship to our gathered friends. Starting from our very first date, I'll tell them about the first time I made you eat your own cum. That was a fun night, wasn't it? Or what about the first time that I edged you? Or your first night in chastity? Or what about the first time you were fucked by another man, just to please me? Or maybe I'll get really intimate and tell them about the first time you told me you loved me. I won't spare any details. After all, if this collaring ceremony is about showing how deep our relationship goes, it's only fair that I provide every dirty detail. They all deserve to know what a depraved slut you are. How you're my dirty fucking whore. And while I tell them about everything you've done, you'll stay there silent as the dead. Head bowed, cheeks burning with embarrassment, at the same time your cock strains hard against its cage. Eventually, I'll reach the point where we are now, where we discussed you taking my collar and what that might entail. And then, after I lean down and remove your gag, I'll ask you the same question I'm asking now. Do you understand what it means to accept my collar, pet? Then, and only then, will you respond, keeping your head down You'll repeat to me what I've told you. Of all that is expected of you when you wear my mark. Of all the pain and humiliation, as well as the pleasure. You'll tell them how it is a symbol of our trust, of our love. And when you're finished, I'll ask you another question. Do you want this, pet? You'll raise your head, and even though you're blindfolded, I will know that you're staring straight ahead at me. And you'll tell me you do. Wordlessly, I'll rise from my throne, where I've sat myself as I told our friends the story of us, and kneel down in front of you, an admittedly uncommon occurrence for me. And I will place my collar around your neck and fasten it. You'll feel the cold steel press against your neck, the metal as unyielding as your devotion to me. And you will be truly mine. Then, with the ceremony complete, we'll move on to your first act of submission. True submission, that is. Standing up once more, I'll issue you with a simple command. Pet, make sure my guests are satisfied. This, more than the ceremony, more than the signs of our love or the stories of your submission, this is what all of your friends will have been waiting for. See, I told them that this is a celebration, and what celebration wouldn't be complete without a gift? You'll have already received the gift of my collar, of my love. But it would be rude for us to let the guests leave empty-handed, so I'll give them a taste, just a tiny little taste, of the submission you give me so freely and frequently. And so for the rest of the night, you'll be their toy, their plaything, and they'll fuck you, use you, degrade you in every imaginable way, and you will take it all without complaint. Not only will you not complain, you'll thank them. Isn't that right, pet? When two of your friends are fucking your ass while another is forcing you to lick her cunt, you'll beg them to finish inside of you or to squirt all over your pretty little mouth. And when one of them is whipping you using my favorite flogger, you'll thank them after every blow and then beg them for more. If one of them is generous enough to let you out of your cage and edge you, you'll beg them to deny you, because you know your orgasms belong to me and not to them. No matter what way they abuse you, you'll endure it, because enduring it pleases me. Eventually, I suppose they'll tire of you. The novelty of playing with you as their free-use toy will wear off, and they'll leave, one by one, until only you and I remain. Once we're alone, I'll take your cuffs off, remove the blindfold, and hold you close. I'll tell you what a good pet you were for me, how proud you made me, and how much the night meant to me. We'll stay there, in that embrace for a while, knowing that whatever our future holds, we can face it together as mistress and pet. So, knowing all that, knowing what the future holds if you decide to go through with this, I will ask you one more time. Will you accept my collar, pet?